On June 27th, Miss Adisha Gustave was crowned Miss International TCI in Providenciales. We caught up with Miss Gustave and her pageant director, Mrs. Richards Grant, to get to know her a bit more. We spoke with Miss Gustave about her reaction to the win and what inspired her to get into pageantry.
Reaction to being crowned Miss International Turks and Caicos. To be honest, right now, I am still trying to get into the reality that this is actually happening, but I am extremely happy for the opportunity. I was working at a cashiering job, and that's when I met Farah, and she told me if I wanted to be a part of the Miss International pageant. And at that point, multiple individuals have come up to me and asked for like for me to join, things of that nature. But I just, at that point, it felt like she was, I didn't believe it was real. So out of curiosity, I went, and it turns out everything was what it was. And that's how I ended up here today.
She then spoke about her passions and her sustainable development goal for the international pageant.
I describe myself as a very creative person. I am very passionate about anything that it has to do with self-expression, to be honest. One of the things that I enjoy the most is music. I love music, anything to do with music, creating music, writing music, creating in general. I just love anything that has to do with self-expression. I even posted 2 albums on my personal channel. What I'm most looking forward to in the competition in Japan is to use my platform of Miss International to spread awareness about poverty, which is the sustainable developmental goal that I chose to support. I believe that everyone should have access to their basic needs, education, and opportunities to not only build a better life for themselves, but society as a whole.
We also heard from the pageant director about preparation and their hope for future sponsorship.
And as she said, she has chosen to align her platform with the development goal that's linked with poverty. And we will be really setting up a number of appearances for her across the schools to really educate and to bring awareness around the topic of poverty and all the veins that spring out from that in terms of financial literacy, not just whether a child is able to have food, shelter, but all the things that they can do to ensure that they have a better quality of life. So we'll be looking to roll out some. We will be engaging with a lot of youth activities and aligning ourselves with the Department of Youth and Culture as part of the project side of the pageant. Apart from that, we will be mapping out a schedule over the next couple of months, whereby Adisha will be undergoing a lot of training in terms of public speaking, her walk, appearances, and the whole holistic restructuring of her for the Miss International stage.
I know that with a lot of the pageants that I've spoken to the directors, one of the main issues that they face is getting support or financial assistance during this pageant. How has the pageant been for you, especially since it's such a new one, when it comes to support?
Well, we haven't been any different. It's been very, very challenging. I think for me, I believe in demonstrating that Miss International TCI is worth people coming out and supporting. And I know we're coming from behind in a sense, because we've had many major gaps in pageantry here in Turks and Caicos. So the appetite for it isn't as strong, but I hope that what we have already showcased from Miss International through the activities we had for the national pageant and our national cultural explosion we had, that we would have already set the mark, so to speak, and really trying to demonstrate to supporters out there that, you know, come on board, support us. We can't send a young lady to any pageant without that support. And if we want to have a greater impact at these pageants, we have to really support.
The international competition will be held in Japan in November, and their teams say they look forward to the community's support.